Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, where we highlight happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. On today's program, Prime Minister pledges to boost local infrastructure to promote local tourism, Jamaica and Dominican Republic to strengthen bilateral relations, and more persons with disabilities to own homes in National Housing Trust NHT schemes. I'm Anjoy James Sawyer. Stay tuned. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has given the government's commitment to developing local infrastructure to enable community members to benefit more from tourism. Delivering the keynote address at the opening ceremony of the Global Conference on Jobs and Inclusive Tourism in Montego Bay last Tuesday, Mr. Holness said the development thrust will include reorganizing and reordering towns such as Falmouth, Trelawney, and Morant Bay, St. Thomas.
The truth is that when we allow local life to be better for the citizens, they create the product, the experience, they create the authenticity that brings the visitors. And so our strategy of redevelopment is not just to focus on the tourism infrastructure, but to make life better for the citizens, and that will bring the authentic product.
Meanwhile, the Prime Minister said the recent declaration of the boundaries of the Cockpit Country Protected Area is an important step in expanding Jamaica's tourism product. The Cockpit Country, he explained, is an important asset that can be leveraged for heritage, health and wellness, and ecotourism. Meanwhile, Jamaica and the Dominican Republic are to deepen bilateral relations. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says following a meeting with President of the Dominican Republic, His Excellency Danilo Medina Sanchez, last Monday, both countries have agreed to strengthen cooperation in numerous areas, including tourism, trade, sports, culture, and education.
Both countries will sign later an agreement to promote multi-destination tourism. We agreed that we will negotiate a new air services agreement, which will complement the MOU on multi-destination tourism.
Mr. Holness says both countries have signed the Memorandum of Understanding to ensure that regular bilateral meetings are held and that issues of common interests are followed up. A joint bilateral commission will also be established to enable broader cooperation in areas of mutual interest. President Medina was on the island last Monday for a one-day state visit. In the meantime, Prime Minister Andrew Holness is reiterating the government's commitment to ensuring more Jamaican youngsters are able to access tertiary education.
One of the commitments we had made is that we would make the student loan what we call income contingent, meaning that you would not start to pay until you are earning an income. And that is something that we are seriously examining, and I'm certain that that would make life much easier for students.
Prime Minister Holness was speaking at a youth town hall meeting at the Jamaica College Auditorium last Wednesday. He reiterated that earlier this year, the government committed to reducing interest rates on several categories of loans offered by the Students Loan Bureau. Interest on pay-as-you-study loans will be reduced from 9.5% to 6%. Postgraduate loans will move from 13 to 9.5%, and students pursuing studies in maritime, logistics, engineering, agriculture, and ICT will have a reduction from 9.5% to 6%. And the Prime Minister says special effort will be made to ensure more persons with disabilities are able to own homes in National Housing Trust NHT schemes. Mr. Holness says the government is committed to empowering members of Jamaica's disabled community, adding that recent allocations for housing solutions for persons with disabilities have been deemed to be inadequate.
I want to reassure the community of persons living with disability that we're going to take a serious look at reviewing that to see how best we can accommodate more persons living with disability to give them a greater opportunity to own their own home.
The Prime Minister was delivering the keynote address at a ceremony to hand over 42-bedroom housing units in Nashville Mews, St. Mary to NHT beneficiaries. The two-bedroom housing units feature a modern open living space concept and are designed to support vertical and lateral expansion. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I'm Anjoy James Sawyers with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us next week, same time, same station, for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.